Okay, so this video I wanted to make about the whole thing of like the whole saying, feeling sparks when sparks fly, when you feel that the fireworks of whatever thing you have. Now, I want to start off by saying I'm not trying to say that sparks are bullshit or whatever. But what I'm trying to say is the ending conclusion to this whole video is my opinion of it is the whole sparks fly thing has been weaponized. Okay, so to start off, let's say if your thing is paintings, right? And you go to an art museum and you see there's this painting, it just takes you, like you're just fucking taken by it. Like you can't get this painting out of your mind once you leave. I mean, it really just, you were just floored by this painting. Or some people's thing may be technology, like an iPad. They may see the new iPad. And if that's their thing, they're just floored by that new iPad. You know? It's like, oh my God, like this iPad completely blew my mind. And that's the sparks flying. It's the rarity. Other people's thing may be when they get if they it might be when they get into professional racing. And it's like, oh, I get it now. I fucking love it. I want it all the time. I think about it. I think about it. This is the same thing when it comes, I think, finding a partner in life. Every now and then you come across if you're a guy, you come across a female who, or if you're gay, you come across a guy. You come across somebody you're interested in, and you're just floored by them. Like, you're just floored by them. Kind of like how like Tom Cruise and Vanilla Sky. He was this rich guy. He was just floored by Penelope Cruz's character. She wasn't, crazily sexy or anything like that, but he was just floored by her. And it's natural. It's not going to happen all the time. It's not an every day, every week, or every month, or every year occurrence for a lot of people. For me, it's usually about every 2 years. I'll meet a woman. I'm just floored by her type of thing. Like she completely caught me off guard. It happens. But I think this same theory was figured out by marketing, let's just say marketing, corporations, marketing, whatever the fuck, people who sell shit. This was found out and I think really blew up over the last, what's this, 2000, over the last 70 years. I think it really blew up the commercials and shit. They pretty much and the thing is, it blew up while targeting women, because like I say in other videos, and I'm not saying this to talk bad about women, but I'm talking like this to educate guys who maybe don't know these things. And this is just the reality. Woman's brain is not made, it biologically is not made to prepare for anything that's further than 15 minutes in front of her face. Not made for that. Okay. So when these marketing agencies figured out they can weaponize sparks flying, they weaponized it. You see, they weaponize sparks with the diamonds are forever bullshit line. And I actually got a line from Mad Men. I never watched the show, but I forget where I read it from, and I googled it, and this is real shit. The character Don Draper, and he was sitting at a table with a woman that he was probably trying to fuck, and she was looking for love, blah blah blah. And so he breaks it down. He says, the reason you haven't felt it is because it doesn't exist, meaning sparks flying. What you call love was invented by guys like me to sell nylons. You're born alone and you die alone in this world. Just drops a bunch of rules on top to make you forget those facts. But I never forget. I'm living like there's no tomorrow because there isn't one. See, that is man being man, and when he's allowed to be man and truly think and be educated and and be a what they call a learned man. That's where, but woman's brain very rarely ever thinks that far ahead or thinks that intricately in anything. This is why historically, the majority of them have always been horrible at chess. If you look up the professional chess players, women, I think at the highest percent, it was made up of like 15% women. Women hate anything where they have to think ahead. So what did the marketing agencies do? They train women to look for that sparks fly of this perfect guy. And it's a money, it's a huge money maker, okay? Because once they have to look for that perfect guy, well, she has to become the perfect girl. What does she do to become the perfect girl? Well, she has to buy nicer shoes. She has to buy nicer earrings. She has to buy, she has to have her hair done all the time. She has to buy nicer nails. It probably a big push, but probably the next biggest push after the Industrial Revolution, I'd say, was tricking bitches into trying to find this perfect man. Because now they have to be the perfect woman, you know, now they're trying to push body positivity and all that shit, but it's for completely the wrong reasons. But you will not find an ad from the 50s on where they told a woman that she was perfect how she is and she deserved a perfect man. You see, she always had to buy nicer shoes, have whiter teeth, have better hair, be skinnier, have better makeup, be toned and fit, be thick, but wear a corset. No matter what the woman was, there was always something wrong with her, with a perfect man. And it's funny because women, their brains are not made to think that deeply into it for too long. Maybe like if she's in a room with me and it's just me and her, we can talk about it, you know, and she'll start to see it. And this is where most women fuck up. If you talk to them directly about a problem where it's just you and her, is where she implodes on herself. It just crumbles. Any logic crumbles and her biological instincts kick in to follow the crowd. Women are followers. It's what they do. It's them. So then they become trained on looking for this perfect man. And then nowadays you also have the inclusion of women think they're 100% equal to men. So they didn't want to get more education. They want to earn more money. And this is another side topic that pisses me. It is pissing me off. I just think it's really fucking stupid. And women will completely tell on themselves. If you just let them keep talking, they will tell on themselves, right? There was a study done with women. They asked them, do you want to make the same as a man? Yeah. Right. Then two or three questions later, they asked what man would be more desirable to you. And most women answered a man who makes at least 30% more than she does. So this tells you like they contradict each other. You see that they're going. OK, either it's going to contradict or let's say if they were thinking logically, because when I try to think like a woman, I have to think as dumb as I can think as a man, two steps lower. Now, if they were thinking logically, let's say women pushed to be, they all wanted to be bakers, bakerettes, whatever the fuck you call them, right? They wanted to cook shit and be waitresses, right? And let's say they wanted all the guys who are lawyers and doctors and blah, blah, and professional sports stars and this and that. Like I said, what did I say earlier? Women do not know how to think. They do not genuinely know how to think any more than 5 to 3 minutes in front of their own face at any given time. Anything after that is mimicking what they think a man would do. Okay, this is not their genuine thoughts. When they start actually thinking further ahead, they're mimicking what they think men will do. They don't have genuine personalities and characteristics and thoughts. Okay, they don't have it. So let's say, back to the original part, woman, she's a baker. She wants all the doctors, attorneys, lawyers, blah, blah, blah. What she also does not keep in mind is she's constantly aging, right? She's aging, okay? So other women, they figure, oh, well, I'll just take a shortcut. I'll become a doctor or lawyer. That way I attract other doctors and lawyers. And I speak about this in other videos. Well, the reality of it is once they grow, the longer a woman spends in anything or the higher she goes, the more her value just goes down and down, just like a car. Just like a car, you could find pace cars from races like Corvettes. Them things can't sell for $10,000 because they got the miles and they've been ran hard. They haven't even been run hard. They just been going around a track. It's the pace car, just the pace the race cars behind them. They're just like cars. Like I say in other videos, time and age is always a one. Time and age, or it can be, you know, synonymous. Though time, age, and scars in life. those are always women's worst enemy. Always. It's always their worst enemy in life. But current women are so confused. They think that they're equal to men. So they think that time, scars, and all that makes them more desirable, like it makes men more desirable. But it doesn't. It just doesn't work that way. Women are not valued for being used. Women are like cars. They're not valued for being a fucking Honda Civic, but then having a fucking a hatch hooked up to it, carrying fucking what's that semi Civic and driving that bitch all the way to Florida from Massachusetts. You are spent by that point, bitch. Like, bitches don't get that. Like, they want to be men so bad because what women do, they teach other women to fail. So they're teaching other women to fail. Well, yeah, back to the original topic, the sparks fly, man. It really has been weaponized. The sparks flying thing has been weaponized. And they've even, I think, marketing and business corporations, they really tried with shit like Apple selling, making new phones every year and shit like that. They tried that for a while. And the reality of it is, I think really, especially now with like the iPad, or if you're a Samsung dude, with the Galaxies and all that shit like that, it's come to a head. Technology has just come to a head. This is why they're trying to do those the full screen foldable phones now, because technology has just come to a head. I think people are really catching on. They've been admitting through Apple that sales stopped climbing because it got to the point where they had weaponized sparks flying by selling a new phone, the same phone, every year for the past decade, and people were falling for it for a while. I never did, but I was always late with phones and shit. But people would line up out front of Best Buy, wherever the fuck, and wait for this shit to come out. And it finally became clear that people are catching on. There's literally no difference, you know, as far as speed goes from the iPhone 7 from the iPhone 10. Motherfuckers are on YouTube literally comparing the two, and like it's literally like a 0.3 second increase for the newest phone. So people started catching on. So they started stopping. But see, the thing is, when you direct anything towards women, it's known. It's known. Women don't catch on. They don't catch on. If a woman begins to catch on, even in the slightest way, you know how you fix that? You get that next new younger female who has the it guy and put her in a dress like that. That's how you fix it. And then women will just start all over again because they're gonna follow her now. Because like they're sold that dream to get that perfect man. And like any sane, logical person knows, if you're chasing perfection out of a partner, you're chasing to die alone. You're chasing to be alone. That's what you're really chasing. You're chasing this fake high of a dream. And somebody's going to eventually feed it to you for one reason or another because they know you're looking for it. But it's not going to be, it's nothing about it going to be real or organic in any way because it's a dream. It's that's what they're selling. Like the dumb bitch Darcy. She is seeking out a fucking dream. And this is her rotation in life. She seeks out a guy who might be a dream. By the time any actual personality has to come out, she realizes she has none. So he picks up that she has none. They get mad. The guy leaves. That's what Darcy's and Jan's do. They fail for that searching for perfection every time. Or that just like the black dude with the fucking, what's it, Maria, the bitch from Ukraine. It's the same thing with him. He's searching for perfection, right? And what happened? He got all his ducats got taken. $40,000 got taken. That's what happened. That's what happens when you seek out perfection. But women fall for it much more than men will. And women can fall for it for a much longer time, because the next part is women can always still get dick down. And the fact that they can still get sex, that still gives them at least little validation that what they're doing could possibly still be right, because they can still keep getting attention and get fucked. Whereas when men do it, men don't have that same entitlement to get pussy. So they can fall off much quicker and then learn to live on their own, where women get hooked on being wanted or thinking they're wanted. They get hooked on attention, and that's what keeps them going. That's why I say in the Darcy video, with bitches like Darcy or like Jan, the best thing for those women is to gain 200 pounds. For them to grow as a human, that's the best thing for them. Because then it's like they realize they have to actually have a personality now, you know, that's going to last outside of sucking some dude's dick. And that's the only way that they're going to wisen up. Bitches like Jan and Darcy, that's the only way. As long as she's still at least kind of sexually attractive, she's never going to grow. And she's going to keep looking for the fireworks. And that's what she's going to keep looking for, the fireworks. She's going to keep fucking having to do more and more extreme shit. This is, she's going to have to start getting gangbanged by 15 dudes. She's going to have to start getting bukkake by 20 men. She's going to have to start jumping out of airplanes and fucking, you know, she's going to have to keep searching for that next dopamine rush. This is why I say that in the older video, I'm going on longer than I thought I would. With Lana Del Rey, watch any current interview with Lana Del Rey. That bitch's dopamine receptors are completely fried. And I like her because she's my type physically. She's pale. She's skinny, thick. You know, you could tell she doesn't have any muscle on her. That's my type of girl. Black hair, that's my type. Pale white, but black hair or no muscle. That's my type. But look at her eyes when she looks at anybody. Like, she is just fried. Her eyes are just, yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. I mean, she barely even blinks. Her dopamine receptors are spent, and she admitted to it. She admitted to fucking her way to the top. But it's still the point's being made. Her dopamine receptors are fried. And the thing is, and like Lana Del Rey, just like the other ones, she's never going to learn how to genuinely act, and she's going to be on a cock carousel for her entire life until she just gets fat. Or she gets like 8 kids by 15 different men. Something's going to happen until she gets humbled. Like I say in other videos, until she gets humbled, she's not going to know how to act like a decent human. And she's going to keep chasing the perfect sparks fly bullshit. And it's sad because a lot of women will fall for it. It's sad. A lot of women will fall for it and they will never grow out of it.